and a very pleasant good day to you. I'm Bob Green. This is Bob Green Today. Kind of a little bit of a different Bob Green Today. Usually we like to start out with the great music of Ennio Morricone, who was the director. Actually, not the director. He was the... What was he?
Did the music.
He did the music for the spaghetti westerns of...
Sergio Leone.
So, that's right, Sergio Leone. And I always loved that music because it bespeaks a grittiness. There's heat. There's manhood. You're walking into the town. You have on two guns. It was back when I suppose you could say a single man could make a difference in terms of the health, the well-being, the future of a town, when there wasn't the law enforcement that they have today. You'd walk into a town and you'd straddle, you wouldn't straddle, but you'd have your legs spread. You know what I'm trying to...
Well, you're walking with a wide gait.
You're walking with a wide gait, yeah. And you walk with the wide gait, and people see you. I don't know how to say it. They just used to respect you more. Go ahead.
This is Bud Dickman, and this is Bob Green Today. And it's brought to you today by the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. Get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website, and you'll hear 60,000 hours of the greatest...
Okay, that's enough. And anyway, welcome back here to Bob Green Today.
Well, he has to finish the...
I understand he has to finish it, and I will let you do that, Bud, but I was thinking here, I wanted to finish my thought. There was a time in the history of this country when one man wearing chaps because that's what you wore, it helped protect the legs when you rode a horse, right?
I don't know.
Does anyone here know what chaps...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know that it's... Excuse me, don't tell me what's important. Please don't tell me what's important. On Bob Green Today, I just don't know what chaps are for.
I think you're right. I think they protected the legs from... They protected the legs from chafing, you know.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong, Bob? I don't know. I wanted to really kick this off with an impressive... Because it was 1 year ago, actually 2 years ago, it stayed with me. I haven't been able to get it out of my mind when I, Bob Green, in the interest of winning a $10,000 bet, played Calliope music through one of my... You remember that? Oh, I do remember that. Now, you said that you would be willing. I said I'd be willing to play Calliope music. Dr. Ron Turner was there, and he didn't think I would. I did. He paid me the $10,000. But there has been exactly maybe two, maybe tops three Bob Green Todays since then.
You think that's got something to do with it?
Well, I've Mr. Henry has not invited me back since that show when there was full-on circus music, see?
And Phil has not invited you back to do the...
No, in fact, I actually am on tonight because Phil deferred to you, General, and you invited me on, and I appreciate that very much.
Well, we like the Bob Green Today segment.
We do, Bob. And I know you were trying to make a point early on, we kind of interrupted you, about striding into town. Yeah, that was the thing I wanted to say. I regret very much playing clown music. This was the music that was played. I can turn it off. Turn it off.
Okay. That was the music?
It was something like that, yeah. And ever since I did that, ever since I played that music, I have not had inside of me the fire, you know? Well, because something inside of you, and I think you mentioned it, Bob, something inside of you died. Well, I don't think I...
You did. You said something inside of you died, and it died. It just laid there dead.
I didn't say anything of the sort. Well, all right. If I did, I didn't mean to be that dramatic. But yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it, frankly. When I went ahead and agreed to have this music playing underneath me as I was presenting Bob Green Today... And here it is right here. See?
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
I suggest you try to defeat it with your mind.
Defeat it with my mind? Well, Bob, rather than give in to the music, because Ron Turner said you wouldn't have the guts, you did have the guts. I remember that show.
Yeah, it's something you should be very proud of.
I am proud of it, and yet I'm not proud of it, because look at this. Here's what happened. This is Bob Green Today. Yeah.
What?
Five people died in a burning plane crash. It doesn't work. Turn it off. This is Bob Green Today. Okay. And then Five people died in a burning...
flaming...
plane crash. Well, why are you laughing?
Turn it off, bud. Turn it off.
Okay, but I think you should. I think you should defeat it.
Defeat what?
Defeat it. Give the Bob Green Today opinion.
I'm Bob Green. Welcome to the Bob Green. Jesus. Welcome to Bob Green Today. Today we're going to talk about serial murder.
Well, don't cry.
I'm not. Turn it off. How do you talk about serial murder when that... But you did it, Bob. You did it. I know, and as I say, to my everlasting regret. Anyway, welcome to Bob Green Today here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show platform. And let me just go ahead and say it. I am a man striding into town.
Turn it off, bud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you still wanted it.
No, I don't want it, and I'm worried about you, bud.
Right.
Because this is what you did. You did this.
Well, don't mock the kid.
I'm not mocking him. I'm worried about the kid.
No, I'm fine. I just...
Bob Green strides into town. Bob, we know you stride into town. You're wearing chaps. I want to reestablish. It's been 2 years. Do you understand? 2 years since I did Bob Green Today in an effective manner, and I had to battle my way through Calliope music.
Your voice cracked.
I know it did. Here, let me just do it for you. In case you missed it, I had to battle my way through Calliope music.
You did a good job.
I know I did a good job. But it so traumatized me that to actually say Bob Green strides into town, and then I had you, Ms. Gray, mocking that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. It's just that, can we move on from that and just get to the news of the day? All right, well, you're fine. I'm going to show you what kind of a man I am. Go ahead, hit it.
What?
Not the clown music.
Go ahead and hit it. This is Bob Green Today. Welcome. Let's talk about what's going on in the country. There's a presidential election. President Trump is on trial for some kind of a hush money fraud deal.
That fuck got out.
I didn't say fuck.
Well, now you did.
Go back.
Bob Green Today with the news of the day, and I'll give you my opinion on what America should do to get back on track. There's an awful lot going on. Inflation is down, but real estate prices are way up, and it's to that I wish to address myself on Bob Green Today. Yeah. Oh, I thought I hit the post. I guess not.
No.
I am the very, very proud owner of a home in Anaheim Hills, California, and I will go ahead and tell you the home is worth around $4 million. Now, that's not as much. Now, what's the purpose of this? Excuse me.
Margaret.
Sorry. That's not worth as much as you might imagine because over the years, as the CEO, as the head, as the principal shareholder in a large grocery chain, and you know the grocery business has been knocking it clean out of the park. What?
Phil's here. I'm sorry, Bob. Can I?
Yeah.
Well, you were questioning things. I thought maybe I could clear some things up.
Go ahead.
You're talking now about real estate, $4 million homes, and how, you know, real estate prices are going up, and the fact that you can afford a $4 million home, I think this goes over the head, not over the heads, I think it sort of is outside the realm of experience for a lot of people.
Okay.
So, if you're going to talk about using that Calliope music, now's the time.
I understand what he's saying, Bob. In other words, you're going to try to relate to people. But how do you do that when you say, I have a $4 million home? I want to tell people about the, you know, it's a fat real estate market here in California. I got a home right now appraised at about 4.5, okay?
All right.
I mean, I can cash out of that, and with the cash on hand, I can step up to something maybe in Newport Beach.
Okay. None of this stuff really is what we call average man stuff. Wouldn't you agree?
Phil, what I'm trying to do...
But you wouldn't agree?
Wait. What I'm trying to do is let the average man know this is how I live, see? So that they can eventually, in their lives, live as good as me. I'm Bob Green.
Okay, this is where I think we do need the Calliope music.
So anything to make me look like an ass.
No, Bob. You got to get people on your side. If you're going to sit there crowing about the rich house... You're going to have to let people kind of laugh along with you.
I'm not trying to laugh.
You should. You should laugh about it.
Yeah, say, I got a $4.5 million home. You know, whatever. You know, someday you'll be able to own one, too.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, the way you do that and the way you let people kind of have fun with you, Go ahead, let's try it, Bud. And go ahead, Bob, just give us the wrap.
Oh, here we go again. See, as I said, it took me 3 years, 3 years to get over the trauma.
Oh, come on, man.
What do you mean trauma? The trauma of having to do a show of serious news over clown music.
Let's just try it.
Go ahead, Bud.
You know what?
You just said fuck again.
Turn it off.
Bob, I'm just asking you to just...
Okay, not a problem. This is Bob Green today. I own a $4.5 million house. And just to make all of that more relatable to you guys, we're playing Circus Clown Calliope music. You know the kinds of clowns we're talking about, where they have the little spinning hat, the big red nose, and I own a $4.5 million home. I'm going to sell it, and I'm going to step up in class and go to Newport Beach and buy myself something on the beach down there. You can't get anything on the beach in Newport Beach for under $8 million. And you think you're going to... I don't think, I know.
Okay, go ahead.
And I think, you know, to make it... I think any one of you out there could do... Any one of you out there could do the same thing if you work hard and...
Oh, give me a break. If you work hard and do what?
If you apply yourself and work hard, yes.
You can afford an $8 million house someday.
That's exactly right.
Bob, that's horse dung.
Why do you say that?
Most people are working their asses off just to make ends meet. The guy owning an $8 million house.
Oh, here we go. I love this whole left-wing stuff. Would you turn... Can I...
Go ahead.
That's just a sound designed to make me sound like an ass. Isn't it?
No. It's a way for people to enjoy your commentary without, you know, being, like, without looking at you like you're some kind of capitalist pig, you know?
Oh, Phil, you don't get it, man.
Well, what don't I get?
You don't get, everybody out there listening wants to be able to own a multi-million dollar home.
No, there's no question about that. But I think the general's point.
Wait, whoa. What are we debating this? This is Bob Green today. This is Bob Green today.
You're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
Yep. Now get out of here, Phil.
Oh, yeah. And you guys...
All of you guys just shut up. When I come back, it'll be Bob Green today.
Bob Green today.
That's right.
We'll be back to more of Bob Green today right after these messages. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. Hello, Grover Shermer here. I've owned 16 backstage passes, that's right. I bought them, then I canceled them, then I bought them, then I canceled them, and that was the relationship I had with the Phil Hendry Show website. I liked it, and yet it made me angry. I liked it, then it made me angry. 16 different times I bought a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and they were year subscriptions, too, and I would listen to this, and I'd hear myself calling in, being made a fool of, and then I would listen in, and I'd hear some other attitude being expressed that insulted me, and I would listen again, and I would laugh. And it got to the point where I would cancel, then resubscribe, then cancel, then resubscribe. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. It's the greatest value online other than porn. Thanks, Grover.
I don't know what I just said.
And now, let's get back to Bob Green today. I'm Dr. Rod Tarter, and it was me who placed the bet with Bob some 2 years ago, saying that he didn't have the guts to do Bob Green today with clown music, and you've pulled it off again.
I didn't want to, though, you see, but this was my way of saying that I can overcome the trauma of having had done this.
And you've played it again.
That's right, I'm playing it again. And you don't know why you're doing it. No.
Well, this is Dr. Rod Tarter, and I think Bob Green is twice the man I am, because I'd never do this. I would never do this.
This is Phil Hendry, and...
I thought I told you to get lost.
Yeah, so...
Oh, boy.
Go on, Phil, get out of here.
This is Dr. Rod Tarter, and you want to say something?
Yeah, do you have the guts to do one of your Dr. Ron Tarter environmental reports with this kind of music?
Do I have the guts to do what?
To do one of your environmental reports with this kind of music.
Yes, I do. I have no problem with that. But, you know, let's see the money.
Oh, shit. Well, you guys bet $10,000 the last time. All right, I'll bet you another $10,000.
Okay, so you're betting me $10,000. I haven't got the guts.
I don't think you have the guts to do the Ron Tarter report to this to clown music.
Boy, that's going to be easy.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, get it ready right now. One.
One, two, and a one, two, three.
What the hell is this?
This is Dr. Ritt. This is sub-Nazi music. This is marching music for the German forces in World War II. Fuck you.
I'm sorry. It was just a joke. God.
That is not funny.
It was a joke. My God.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go. Jawohl.
Get out of here. I'm done.
That's not funny, Bob. Not funny? I had the guts to do clown music.
You had the guts to do clown music?
That's right. Okay, I'm sorry. And now, Dr. Ron Turner.
Thank you very much. This is Dr. Ron Turner. And
environmental.
Yeah, the environmental, what I wanted to talk to you about was the atmospheric rivers. I can't...
What's the matter?
I can't concentrate with this shit.
Oh, man. So it looks like I was the only guy with balls enough.
Turn it off.
Yeah. So I won 10 G's 2 years ago, and I was traumatized for 2 solid years to the point where I wasn't invited back on. I don't think I could even do the Bob Green Today report, and yet I was able to do it, and you can't.
Bob, I give you it all, okay? You're able to do the Bob Green report with clown music in the background. What does that say about you?
Whoa. What do you mean, what does it say about me?
What does it say about you?
It means I can concentrate. It sounds like he has the powers of concentration yet.
It sounds like he what?
I have the powers of concentration. I don't get distracted.
Wait a minute. I have enough respect for Dr. Rod Tarter not to do my environmental report and impact reports with this jackballst.
Yeah, you can't concentrate enough to communicate with people while the clown music's going. That's the difference between you and me.
Say that again.
Better than saying it again, I'll demonstrate it. Here's me, Bob Green, knowing exactly what he's doing every second of the report. I'm Bob Green, and welcome to Bob Green Today. I stride into town wearing chaps.
Yeah, see?
Wait. I stride into town wearing chaps, with my eyes squinting against the desert sun, armed with the truth, and the viable opinions of today's news.
And you're a real man.
And I'm a real man. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. There you go. That's the truest thing you've said today. I don't know.
I know I'm more of a man than you.
Turn it off. What do you mean by that?
I did it, and you couldn't do it.
Well, very good, Bob. You were able to do Bob Green Today with the Calliope music.
Yeah, and that was because I'd been traumatized.
Traumatized for 3 years. You won 10 grand off of me. You understand that?
What happened to you, man?
What do you mean, what happened to me?
What's with the stuffed up nose?
I've got a sinus condition. You won 10 grand off of me. And ever since then, you say you were so traumatized, you weren't able to do Bob. You talked here about having a $4 billion house.
$4 million.
I know, I said that.
And we just felt that the $4 million discussion of a $4 million house needed clown music. They made me do that. Where do you live?
None of your business.
Can you afford a big house like mine?
Yeah, can't, can you?
Don't do that.
Yeah, that's what you are. That's what you are.
If he doesn't stop doing that, I'm going to swing on him.
I would stop doing it, Ron.
Anyway, this is Bob Green. I will be buying a home in Newport Beach, California. I'm doing this.
Bob Green Today. We'll be right back.
No, we won't be right back.
Just poodle.
Tell me what to do. You can't tell me what...
Bob Green's Greens and Meats in Anaheim. Fresh vegetables, great meats, a great dry goods store. Bob Green's Greens and Meats is the first store of its kind in Anaheim, a small corner grocery store that has about 25 others just like it spread across the Southwest and Southeast. It's Bob Green's Greens and Meats. Stop in today, get a handful of greens, get a big slab of meat, and go, I've just been to Bob's house. How about you?
I'm Bob Green. Visit us at Bob Green's Greens and Meats today, if not sooner. I'm joking, of course. Bob Green's Greens and Meats, turn that shit off.
And now back to Bob Green Today.
This is Bob Green Today. And welcome everyone. Bob Green Today. And welcome everyone to the second anniversary of our show done with Calliope music.
Come on, Bob.
What do you mean, come on, Bob? You wanted to do a show on real estate, and the high prices of real estate may phase a lot of people, but they don't bother me. I'm Bob Green. I have a $4 million house.
This has been Bob Green Today on a Phil Henry Show. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampra Incorporated, all rights reserved, on a Podcast One.
Turn it off, please.
Please.